Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The prophet Isaiah says, "You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." Last week, if you tuned into our service, we heard Jesus telling us where true joy is to be found. Now, we want to distinguish this joy from happiness, which is just a reaction to the circumstances around us. We can be happy, for instance, that within our lifetimes, the Cubs have won the World Series, or we can be happy that the end of the school year is finally upon us, or in some cases, is done. But joy is something greater. Joy is not something that is rooted in what's happening to us, because it is something that the Holy Spirit gives to us. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It is rooted in the historical fact that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and he will never die again. And so joy, unlike happiness, looks beyond the present circumstances that we face, and thank God for that, to the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. This week, the prophet Isaiah tells us even more about this joy and how it is rooted in Christ Jesus and how God has turned his wrath away from us. Dearly beloved, your God has indeed turned his wrath away from you. He has laid your sins on Jesus, who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away even your sins. For although God was justly angered by your sins, he loved you with the kind of love that sees you far off, lost in your sins, and runs to you. He loved you with the kind of love that clothed you in the robe of Jesus' own righteousness. He loved you with the love that put on your feet the gospel of peace. He loved you with the kind of love that put on your hand the ring of a son. He loved you with the kind of love that kills for you the fatted calf in your place. The Father loves you with the kind of love that calls you his beloved child. Little children, your God is not angry with you. He has turned his hot anger from you for the sake of his son Jesus, and he has come to comfort you in his word and in his sacraments. Isaiah will speak of this later on in his book in what's probably my favorite reading in the Advent season, where he says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." This means that God has not just wiped your slate clean. In fact, in Christ, he has restored you and even more so. Behold, God is your salvation. After all, this is what his name means. Jesus' name means Yahweh, or God, saves. And so with Christ, you need not fear the wrath of God. And dear friends in Christ, you have come to where Christ is, to the well of salvation, where he has promised to be for you. And he who drinks of this water will never thirst. And today, for the first time in almost 8 weeks, we are gathered here in response to this salvation to call upon the Lord's name with one voice. He has done gloriously in preserving us through this time. So shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel, Jesus himself. For dear friends in Christ, Jesus is in your midst. For wherever two or three are gathered in his name, that is where he is. He has spoken to you in his word, and soon he will feed you with his very body and blood, risen from the dead, never to die again. He comes into our midst this morning in his risen body to feed you with living bread from heaven. And as our catechism puts it, for all this, it is our duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. And so what is more fitting for us than to take our cue from the prophet Isaiah today, who calls on us to shout and to sing for joy? After all, the Latin name for this Sunday, the fifth Sunday in Easter, is Cantate Sunday, which is from the Introit, and it just means the word sing. This is what God has created us to do. He has given us voices to sing his praises. And as the psalmist says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him." Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.